It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here this week. And Roy, let's, I guess, talk about the week that was down hard yesterday in a few grains. And that's, I guess that's not surprising for this time of year, is it, Roy?
No, it really isn't. You know, we talked in June about the fact that once the production risk kind of gets diminished, our prices go down, and that usually happens about the 1st of July, and it sure as the world happened this time, pretty much right on schedule. And so, yeah, I don't like seeing prices go down, but I also say that that wasn't a big surprise.
Let's talk. Let's look at the seasonal trends for this time of year, Roy, and kind of compare it to what we've seen happen so far.
In terms of just the normal seasonal price patterns, the corn has pretty much acted like it usually does. In fact, corn and soybeans both up to this point have. Now, this is a time of year when they kind of take two different tracks. Corn has a tendency to trend down all the way into about the middle of September, where soybeans a lot of times will, this time of year, they'll get oversold, and then you get along about the 1st to the 10th of August when we really need rain, and that August rain is so critical to the yields on soybeans. And so you see the market kind of start to trend back up, and a lot of times you'll have a fairly significant rally in soybeans the last couple of weeks of August or the first week in September. And so for people that have soybeans yet that they want to get priced before harvest time, I say right now don't get impatient. Sort of target that last part of August or first week in September as a time you want to be making sales, and hope that we get the rebound that normally happens at time of year.
I've noticed a lot of grain marketers have started pricing their cash bids on the new crop futures, looking all the way out into November and December for beans and corn, respectively. Does that change how we do anything, Roy?
Well, what it does is it indicates that the interest is in the cash commodity, not in the futures contract. And so, just about every year we get that shift. Sometimes it's in June, sometimes it's all the way out into August, and I think what happened this year is that the July contract in soybeans just got so drastically out of sync with the other contracts that the commercial buyers, then instead of hedging off of July, which really became a paper game, then switched to the August and then eventually to November, and the corn market will do that also. In fact, it probably already has done that, because the expiring contract is never a good place to be hedging.
Of course, we continue to get weekly crop progress updates from USDA, and this last week we saw, I think beans are pretty much on track with their normals, but corn, especially out in the eastern corn belt, well behind their averages. But I get the impression that even though it's behind, it's still not enough to generate a real weather premium at this time, is it?
Well, it's got to be behind pretty bad. You know, I was up in South Dakota the second week in June, and their crop there was really, really behind. I mean, we were seeing corn that was 6 to 8 leaves, which is about a foot tall. It's probably a third the height that it should be at that time. And then, again, this week I was up in the same area, and that corn has, in terms of height, is pretty much caught up. Now, the problem is that it hasn't started tasseling yet, but I don't know if that's normal or not. With a shorter growing season, maybe their corn isn't normally tasseled by the middle of July, but we've had some warm weather and it has caught up quite a bit.
Well, let's kind of look out into the future here in terms of what we need to be looking for. You kind of gave us an idea on soybeans. We can be looking for that jump in August that statistically should come anyway. How about corn? Any advice there?
Corn, you just hope for some kind of a rebound from the oversold condition that it's kind of gotten itself into. And if you get that rebound and you need to make some sales, why, that's when you want to sell them. I don't like to sell into a market that's as bad as it was yesterday. And so really the outlook on corn is not very good all the way from now into harvest. So if we get that rally, sell into it. And if we don't, get it, be patient, because There's still time to put the corn in the bin and wait for prices to improve in the spring.
For producers that would like to get more information from you and talk a little bit about a marketing plan, how do they do that?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Well, thank you much for the comments. Appreciate it, and we'll visit again next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here at KTIC.